Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get a caller on the line who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Joseph Gewirtz is on the line from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Mr. Gewirtz, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Thank you very much. Hi, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you have such an interesting musical background. You grew up in a Orthodox Jewish family surrounded by music. You've been a High Holidays cantor for 45 years. You listened to WQXR in New York growing up. But I'm most curious about how you came to conduct the Harrisburg Symphony Orchestra one night.
I was at a Harrisburg Symphony Pops concert in the summer. And it was raining, so they had it inside the concert hall rather than outside. The bank vice president, who was supposed to conduct the Sousa March, didn't show. And so the conductor said, "Who would like to conduct the Sousa March?" There were 1,500 people there, and I was the only hand up. He told my kids, I had two kids there with me, and they were horrified. "Don't do it. Don't do it, Abba." So I went down there. I tripped on the way up. The percussionist had to help me get on my feet. And I had such a great time. I was, because, you know, I had, it was the greatest, one of the neatest experiences I've had. God has a wonderful sense of humor for arranging that.
And did they actually follow you?
I think so. They were looking at me like I was nuts.
That's how they look at every conductor. Don't worry about it. Well, Bruce is here. He's all set. He's about to play his Piano Puzzler for you. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. And by the way, I don't know what's coming either. So if you happen to get stuck, you and I can brainstorm on this together.
Very good. I get stuck a lot when I listen to him.
Okay, let's see how this goes. Here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's Bach.
Very close. It's somebody actually born the same year as Bach, so that's pretty close.
Would it be Vivaldi?
No, you were closer before.
Handel.
That's also somebody born the same year.
I mean, it sounds like Mr. Gewirtz is right in the right time period.
Yes.
We're talking early 1700s. He's recognizing that this is a Baroque composer.
Exactly.
We're talking about.
I would say, you know, born the same year as Bach, and the difference is this person really is known only for keyboard music, so that might make it trickier.
No, I really don't know.
Well, I think Bach is like a B+ or even an A-.
Thank you. Like, I'm a teacher. I appreciate that.
All right. We can come back to that.
Yeah, sure.
Because there's also a hidden tune in here.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. There were certain parts that I recognized.
Maybe I should play the most clear part.
Okay. Okay, yeah. That's Norwegian Wood.
Correct.
By the Beatles.
The Beatles tune, Norwegian Wood.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yeah, it's there the whole time, but that's a very clear moment in the middle of the piece, yeah.
Okay, so it's right in the same time period as Handel and Bach, born in the same year, born in 1685.
Yes, all three of these, Handel, Bach, and Blank.
Can you give me the first initial of the name?
Fred, are you okay with that one?
Sure, why
okay.
not?
S.
I'm trying to think of a thing starts this. I don't know how far back Scarlatti is. Could it be Scarlatti?
You got it. You got it. Oh. That's it.
Domenico Scarlatti.
Yes, Bach and Scarlatti and Handel were born the same year, which is just, I mean, many other people were too, but they weren't great Baroque composers.
Domenico Scarlatti, who grew up in Italy, spent a lot of time in Spain, and there's a lot of Spanish influence in his keyboard sonatas. Bruce, are we hearing some of that in your imitation of him?
Yes, you are. In fact, one of the reasons I picked Scarlatti is the tune... This note, this modality, would have been difficult in quite a few Baroque composers, but perfect for Scarlatti.
Yeah, some of his sonatas are almost sound like flamenco guitar.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, now that we know it's Norwegian wood in the style of Domenico Scarlatti, Bruce, could we hear this all the way through once more?
Sure.
That's beautiful. It's the first time I've heard you play the Baroque style that much, Bruce. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's fantastic. And purely instrumental, of course, but I have absolutely lodged in my head now the line, I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. That opening line of Norwegian Wood. So Norwegian Wood, the Beatles song in the style of Baroque composer Domenico Scarlatti, who wrote 500-some solo keyboard sonatas, almost all for the harpsichord. Bruce was playing that on the piano, of course. It's a piano puzzler, not a harpsichord puzzler. And Joseph Gewirtz, you got both. You named
that
the tune.
Great.
You named the composer. Well done.
Okay, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
And how do you hear piano puzzlers when you're not calling in and playing on the air?
On the Performance Today page at yourclassical.org.
Thank you so much, Joseph Gewirtz from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Wonderful to have you playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you. Now I'll listen to some more Scarlatti.
Great.
All right, Bruce, and I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.